how you.
Oh, you, I get a red cup and you got a clear cup.
I got booze.
Oh, okay.
Water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Hey, welcome to the Scars Podcast. I see people that have never been here before, correct? You've never been to this show before? You look scared. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. For those who haven't been here before, this is Scott Ranger Podcast. I'm Scott. To my left is John.
Hello.
To my right is Mike.
Hello.
And we usually talk. We have a fun little conversation.
Yeah, we got to it.
We find out all the things that I know to be wrong, and change my minds on things.
So just really quickly. Mm-hmm. So I have to do it because I just saw it. So a comic ordered an egg roll. They have barbecue egg rolls here.
Yeah.
And it's intact. And, like, I don't, like, even think about this usually, but I'm like, I really want to try that and eat it.
Oh, like the vine?
Yeah, like a full egg roll. Yeah. Is that gross?
No.
No.
No?
Just eat it. Look
is
at me.
Is it really that?
I'll eat anything.
But it's isn't that still kind of weird that you're touching? Like, what if
it's
they touched it and they
weird,
looked at it?
It's a little weird, but it's not gross.
No. Because it's intact, right? Yeah. Like, it seems like it wasn't touched.
I mean, there could be so many things that did do it.
Right. Like, that doesn't deter.
Like, what could they have done to it?
Like, put their balls on it.
Why would they do that?
No one knows.
In this room?
Maybe it's their fetish. And you're kink shaking them.
How hot do you think those egg rolls are?
I mean, they could be warm. Depends on how fresh they were.
Yeah.
Are you weirder if you put your balls on hot egg rolls or cold egg rolls?
I mean, alternate.
Well, I think you'd want to be careful if you put on a hot egg roll.
But I mean, what's weirder?
What's weirder is putting your balls at all is weirder than.
But we're already past weird. What's weirder? Putting your balls in hot egg rolls or cold egg rolls?
I think hot.
Cold.
Why? Oh.
At least hot gives you some sort of sensation. Well, yeah, cold, now you're just doing it for the.
What if your balls hurt?
The lols.
Oh, like, yeah, it's like, icing. Oh, like ice cold. Yeah, sure, that's a different. Like frozen egg roll, that's a different story.
Yeah.
That could be the medicinal. That's the.
Am I echoing? Am I louder than usual? Am I louder than usual, Mike? Oh, I got hiccups. So,
hey, people have never been here. Is he louder than usual?
Yes. Oh boy, I'm in a mood tonight. Hey, Mike.
Yep. You looked at me.
Shh.
I'm John.
Yep. I think I'm dying.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope.
We're all dying, Scott.
My brain is disintegrating. The other day, I was trying to describe that tomorrow was 4th of July. Nope.
Yep, you're way off.
You tried to describe.
I just tried to tell the story of what happened, and it happened.
Yeah.
I tried to explain, I'm like, oh, it's Friday the 13th, and it's a full moon.
Yeah.
But I couldn't think of the words Friday or 13th. So I said, it's the 4th of July for murderers.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, that's all right.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
I figured what that, I know what that means.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
You can use the 4th of July for anything.
Sure.
But also, that sentence does make sense. It is the 4th of July for murderers. It's a full moon and Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Maybe Christmas for murderers, maybe that. 4th of July has a number in it. That's a little weird.
Yeah.
But it's not like they get presents. It's more about celebrating how crazy they are.
Well,
yeah, they have the freedom.
The spirit of
murder. Yeah, I am seeing It Chapter 2 tomorrow on Friday the 13th. I didn't even realize that till like today. I was like, oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, but, sure.
Yeah, that's fun.
I'll see how many old people are in my theater with just me. I'm going in the morning.
Oh.
So we'll see how that goes.
You think there's a lot of old people that like Bill Skarsgård?
Well, here's the thing. Whenever I go to like a matinee or an early movie, there's always old people there. It's just, I think they just run the gamut.
Yeah.
I think it doesn't matter. They'll walk out, but they'll run the gamut on movies to check them out.
Usually, if I go to a matinee, there's two parents and at least 16 children.
Really?
And they all scream. It doesn't matter what movie it
is. Are you seeing more like age-appropriate movies?
I don't know. I don't go to many matinees, and when I do, I go, why do I do this to myself? I'm saving $2.
No, that's what I mean. Are you seeing like the hard R's, or are you seeing like the PG-13 Marvel movies where you could probably bring an 8-year-old, where that would be a good birthday party idea? A matinee with a bunch of 8-year-olds.
The second one. Yes, you've seen the children's movies. Right. Are you looking at me?
Really, Mike knows the answer.
Well,
but that's probably true,
if
right?
If there's children there, you're probably seeing those movies.
People are dumb with children, though, sometimes.
Yeah,
they'll take them into R-rated movies and go, my son got scared, he's 6, and there's a bloody face on the screen. And I go, stop chewing your popcorn so loud.
Sure.
I will say, it's tempting, but I hate when like I'm seeing like a PG-13 or a really loud movie, and you see someone bring like a sleeping baby in.
Okay.
Like, I get that you want to get away, and maybe you don't have a babysitter, but it's just like, just wait for the rental. Like,
no,
it's not that huge.
Bringing the baby is stupid, too.
Yeah.
I worked at the movie theater here, the Bay Park thing, for a week.
Mm.
And I decided it doesn't fit in my schedule. I tried like a couple days. I worked matinee shifts.
Oh, really?
Slinging popcorn.
Sure.
And matinee audiences are all old people.
Yeah.
Or two like older women, like women in their 30s or 40s,
yeah,
with a whole bunch of kids. and they look exhausted and angry.
Yeah.
Every single way, like it was a pair of women.
Especially this summer, a pair of women, right?
And like eight children, and they would just come up. I'm just here to, like, all right, you're here now. You're free. This is the time of your life. So that'd be sad. So I worked there 2 days. Second day I was there, the 10:30 a.m. showing of Lion King.
Yeah.
Full of kids and a couple got caught having sex in the back row.
What?
Yeah. Of the Lion King. Can you feel the love tonight?
I mean, those big chairs are to blame.
They are. I mean, it's a dark room. It is. You're laying down.
You fold it up.
The thing was, it was the 10:30 a.m. showing of Lion King. That was the part.
And not going like, to lie.
In the summertime, too. It was a bunch
of kids tempting to do.
Which
10:30 a.m., like just during a movie, you're like,
during a
let's
movie,
do this. Yeah. Let's try
maybe,
it.
But not that movie. People do. It's packed, man. Yeah.
10:30, yeah. I'm going at 11:20 tomorrow.
It may not be in now that school's back in session.
Yeah, and I'm going to have sex, even if I'm alone.
Do you have a job?
I take PTO. I got plenty of PTO.
You always are taking, you see 75.
You just don't take PTO.
Yeah.
You should take more PTO.
So do you get do you have vacation days or do you get PTO?
I don't know the difference. I thought it was the same.
I don't either. I don't have
either. So vacation days is basically like they will give you a certain amount of days per year that you can use.
Yeah.
PTO is when you can like build up. So like for me, every 2 weeks I get 7 hours of PTO.
What the? Well, I need to work there.
Right? We're hiring.
Ugh. I get vacation then. I get vacation days.
Yeah. So do you get like 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
A couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah. So like, you can plan them. You probably have to plan them out during the year or, like,
yeah.
That. So, like, for me, I have, like, a steady, like, 50 hours going, so I can just take random days off. Also, I don't take week vacations. I do, like, a Friday here, a Monday here, so, like, I don't really get, like, a break.
Oh, Scott's glaring at me about your job.
I'm not glaring at you. I'm watching for your expression of reactions. Yeah, see? I could have missed that if I wasn't looking right. Mm. I don't like John's face.
He's making kind of a monkey move.
All right, so John, explain this to me. I don't usually get political on this show, but there's something that's going on that everyone's talking about, and I need to ask you, what is the purpose of the wave? Because I'm seeing everyone talking about it.
Oh, we brought it up on our other show. That's why they're giggling. But the purpose of the wave, I think, is it was originated when sporting events were boring.
Yeah, they are.
And
they're all boring.
And it was something to get the crowd energized and more into the game so they don't leave. I think it was more of a thing that people kind of feel connected to everyone at the stadium, that we can all do something together if we do it.
It's a simple thing the whole crowd can do. Usually that happens before games or before a concert. Usually once the event begins.
I have never seen that, honestly. I've always seen it during.
During a game or during a concert? I've never seen it during a concert. Never during a concert.
I've never seen it before or after concerts. I've only started seeing it during games.
I've seen it before concerts when, band started late or whatever. And then, just get their spirit up.
So now the best I've seen it is the Wisconsin Badgers. When they do a TV timeout, they do a specific timeout where you do the wave, and they actually have the student section either slow down the wave or speed it up. Yeah. But again, not during gameplay and not while your team is on the field playing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why?
But why? Like, overall?
Yeah.
Like, the purpose of the wave?
Yeah, then why are people getting mad about it?
Oh, because you're there, you're paying a ticket. In most cases, sometimes you get them for free and it's whatever, but most cases you're there to see your team play. So why would you want to not watch them play, especially if it's a close game or like you're like on offense, as they say? Why would you want to stand up and watch the stadium instead of watching your team play?
You don't have to watch the stadium, just pay attention to the person next to you.
But the whole point of the wave is that you're watching the whole thing go around. The fact that it's going to come back to you is the whole momentum of it. Like dominoes. Say you start dominoes, you want those dominoes to hit every single domino to end. So if it stopped halfway, you'd be like, oh, that's basically what happens during the wave.
Yeah, but you don't get energized by playing with dominoes. You get energized by doing the wave. It makes the game more exciting, John.
You don't get energized if you do a domino thing and it does every
it's
single one?
It's stressful. I can't lay up more than 10 dominoes.
You can't?
No.
What do you mean, why?
My hands are shaky.
Oh, you get too nervous?
No, I just can't. I can't. I don't let go right.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, I'll hold the domino with my two fingers. I go, let go. And then I just lift one away and I knock it over with my other thumb.
Yeah.
And then I can't ever, or I don't put them close enough together.
Because yeah, we've been to a couple preseason games together, I feel like.
One.
We have one? Yeah, one. Do you remember, did we do the wave there?
Don't know.
I don't either. That's
you
the
remember
thing.
Standing up and sitting down again?
Yeah, this? Because people are, they want to get by.
Hmm. Was, well, it the, yeah. Was it the wave?
I don't know. Maybe. Do they have a guy running the wave? Like, who starts it?
Random people.
Yeah.
It's always random.
Then why is it a problem?
It's usually one drunk middle-aged man who's trying to impress his kid who he gets on the weekends.
Usually. Yeah. Dad has really profiled this person.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thunder.
Lightning.
We are the powers of, I don't know.
Of weather.
Storms. I can't improvise, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
Mike, you should have said fog.
And then yeah.
Oh.
Or you could have been fog. Sleet.
Rain Brothers, the newest sci-fi original.
This chair creaks.
There was some lyric, song lyric, but I couldn't remember the song. Thunder, lightning. Very, very frightening. Right, that's,
oh, yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
That's
Queen.
That's a Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah. It was up to in my head that much, and then it stopped.
They've been waiting this long for us to reference music. They'd be like, bring up music, and we've got it. Just do it. Stop talking about sports. Bring up lightning.
Yeah.
Beelzebub.
Has a devil something for me?
Who knows the lyrics? What?
I don't know. Like, I can't, even my favorite songs, I can't remember the lyrics for. How do people know lyrics? How do you memorize lyrics?
Websites.
But you don't even know what the words are.
No, but here's the thing. I relate, because I would say my favorite band, I didn't know half the words. What I started to do, I was like, I can sing along to this song, but I often get embarrassed at concerts because I forget to re-listen to the songs I like. Okay. And then I'll like think, I remember we went to Kenny Chesney, and I remember listening to him a lot in college. And we went like 5 years later, and my wife openly laughed at me because I was singing the words wrong. And I like ever since then, I'm like, I need to learn the goddamn lyrics or I'm going to be embarrassed.
Sounds like you're singing too loud or the concert was too quiet.
Yeah. Both, maybe.
Or your wife is paying too much attention to you.
Yeah. She paid for those tickets, not the people around her doing the... She
singing the fucking song. Yeah. Instead
did
of
she,
them. Yeah,
did
yeah.
She go, hey, John, who sings this song? Kenny Chesney? Yeah, let him.
Yeah.
And then she climbs on stage and starts making out with him.
Yeah, that'd be remember
okay.
That?
I'm
and
okay.
And then you're up there just doing the wave by yep. Yourself.
Of anger?
Yep.
Boo this man. Boo.
Stop kissing my wife.
Yeah. But anyway, so I do go to the lyrics websites, and now I listen to the song like on YouTube or my iPod or phone, and then I'll read the lyrics, and yeah. It does help because it... Because then you listen to it again, you'll be like, oh shit, you're right, that is the lyric.
He
like,
studies up on his PTO time.
You listen to the... Why'd you wink
is
at
Is it
me?
PTO time? Just PTO?
They just call it PTO. Because it's paid time off.
Right.
So it's like saying ATM machine.
The Rio Grande River.
Yeah.
What?
The Rio Grande River?
Rio Grande River.
It should just be the Rio Grande. I mean, Rio means river.
So it's the big river. Hold back, water, keep on rolling. Like Sierra Madre Mountains?
Did you say Sierra Mist?
Sierra Madre
the
Mountains.
Sierra Mist Mountains.
I don't know.
The Sierra Mist Mountains?
That's where they mine the Sierra Mist from.
Unless it's Diet Sierra Mist, and it's like plains.
Unless the ATM machine is ass-to-mouth machine.
That's true. That's very
or
true.
Or at-the-moment machine.
If someone says the ATM machine, they mean, oh, you mean the ass-to-mouse machine?
Ass-to-mouse?
I did that as a bit
that's
for
a different
a
machine.
I did that as a bit for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
I did.
You do ass-to-mouse at the ATM? Sir, can you just enter your password and let me in there? John just humping the machine.
But that's ass-to-mouse.
Ass-to-mouse.
That just means he's putting a mouse in the butt.
He's putting his ass on a mouse.
It's called yeah. Richard Gere.
That's not a gerbil. It's a different animal, John.
Is it?
Yeah.
If you had to put an ass in your mouse, other way around, if you had to put a mouse in your ass.
What do you mean you had to?
Yeah, it's a hypothetical scenario. You're familiar with those, yes?
Oh, no.
How would you go about it? How would you go about it?
Test tube.
Test tube? That was a quick answer.
That really was.
I'd probably say blender.
A blender?
Oh, good call.
Just pour it in.
The funnel, a blender in a funnel?
Yeah.
All
right.
Scott Smarter.
New, and I'll change the rules halfway through.
Still be alive.
Still be alive before and after the scenario. Has to be alive afterwards so it can
touch. That was a great answer. I went right to, I'm going to have a mouse up my ass, and Scott's like, I'm going to have a dead liquid up my ass.
Wait, no, I want to know, a test tube.
Yeah.
Like the... Like it's like, mouse a, the test like when you hit when you have those old fashioned like Civil War guns where like you pull that thing out and you stuff it in.
No, with just the like stick. A regular test tube from like science class.
John has reminded me of a very large test tube.
I know, but no, but how is that going to help you get the thing in the thing?
Because he's getting nowhere to go.
He's in the test tube.
Yeah, you put him in the test tube.
Oh, I thought like you put him there and then like you'd use it to like the bulbous end to kind of like.
Well, no, like, you take the test tube, you put some cheese in there, he goes in because mice can fit in small spaces. Then you put it out the ass, it goes up the ass.
Boom.
Done.
Or
done.
Just.
Experiment over.
Or you just take a PCP. PCP? What is it?
Pick some PCP, that'll make it go way easier.
PVC.
PVC, get a PVC pipe, put them in there, and then put a lighter at the other end so you're scared. It has to go into your butt.
But that means this area, no one else has to be in the room. Just me and a test tube.
But then how do they know it went in there? They're proof.
They're watching. They just don't have to touch, be near me with a lighter. And your ass is going to get all warm?
They'll know with the post-interview with the mouse.
Where the mouse is traumatized.
Yes, experience.
I had nowhere else to go. It's not my fault.
It was getting warmer and warmer on the one side. I had to run somewhere.
There you go. Get some cold egg rolls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hold them up against
the... what if you have the mouse in the test tube and you fart so the worm is on the other end? Does it break through the glass?
The worm is on the other end.
I don't know how hot your
fart is.
Aren't farts warm?
Yes, but I also don't know what the
I want to talk about the wave again. Can we talk about the wave?
No, I don't like how this progressed.
This all did start because he brought up the
wave. I'm sorry. What?
No, he brought the wave. Yeah. You.
Welcome to the show, folks. Next up.
Why do people talk like this on the phone?
It's easier.
What?
They're the worst.
Yes. So no offense to people if they're in the room doing that. Yeah. But I don't understand why they like... I'm going to hold the phone like this, and then they have a speakerphone, and like, blah, 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 and then everyone else hears their conversation.
Oh, so you mean like non... I get it while you're in the car, but you're right. In public is awful.
But the whole point of the phone
is
that the microphone is here, and you can hear.
Yeah.
Like, they're having it come out both ends.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree. So what do you think is worse, that or when someone FaceTimes someone super loud?
I've never seen anyone FaceTime anyone in public. So probably this one, because I see it.
Sure.
The talking in the...
Yeah. I feel like FaceTime is worse because you can kind of see the person, and you're like, now I feel like I'm intruding on their conversation. Plus, it's worse sound than the actual phone.
But I think it'd be funny, though, if I saw someone FaceTiming and I was in the background, I would just fuck shit up. Like, I'd be like...
Start fire.
I would just, like, pick up my water glass, go, and then pour it on myself. And then the person's just like... What the fuck is going on behind
that
you?
That person just pour water on their
Do my Ray Romano impression.
Do you have cups of water that you just carry around ready for FaceTimes?
I guess I'm assuming that this is happening in a food court.
Oh.
I just assume you're in a food court. Where do people FaceTime?
Or office buildings. Yeah. I would say, yeah, you're right. I'm talking about like, I've seen it brought up like on podcasts or like people with bigger cities. Apparently it's a big thing where people will just like FaceTime and just straight up walk and
big cities scare me. There's too many people.
Yeah
they do.
That's how you get a big
city. Where do you think you could function with the like, what's the largest amount of people that you could, because we're in 100,000, what's the largest that you could function normally?
I don't like this 100,000.
You don't even like 100,000.
No, because there's people everywhere. You like, I want to go to the store and buy some things.
What are you talking about? Like, everything is closed on this street. Like, there's nobody
there are
here.
Eight people
like,
in this room.
Yeah, but this is the pier. That's 22,000.
But overall, it's like 100.
100, like 9,000 for Green Bay.
Yeah. So like a Target on a Saturday afternoon is like your nightmare.
Oh no, a Woodman's on a Saturday afternoon is the worst. I love Woodman's. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But if you go there at noon, you're going to have some problems.
Well, yeah.
All of the aisles are full. Like the cashier. The cashiers.
But you've got like low responsibility level. Why don't you go like late at night during like a weekday? Because there will be nobody
there.
That's
what I do when I have to go.
But sometimes you need to go there. And it's
awful. I suppose. You're right.
Yeah.
I like to try to avoid people as much as possible in the grocery store, too. So when you're going down and you're going to go back down an aisle... Like, I'll avoid an aisle if it has more than one person in it.
You go to...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And you find, like, an empty aisle. And then I pretend my shopping cart is a spaceship. And
oh, no.
It's a different story.
When I go to CVS, you know, they have, like, aisle, all the way back to the pharmacy. I'll walk in, I'll start walking down the aisle, and if one person's in the aisle, I'll walk to the next one until I get to one where, like, no one is in it. I don't care what aisle it is. I'll just, well, no,
I will do that normally, but if I'm in a grocery store and they're in my aisle, I'm pushing through. I don't care what's happening. Like, I'm getting my shit and going. I'm a very, especially grocery stores or like Target, Walmart, I'm in there, get the fuck out.
I have not purchased things I need or want because people have been in the aisle.
Really?
I'll just go back. I'll like soak around and it's still there. I guess I just don't have that now today.
I
won't have that today anymore.
I just stand like 20 feet away and just stand there pretend I'm looking at these things until they go away. Then I just,
guys, just get what you need. No one cares. Just get what you need.
I care. I don't want to be around those people.
No, you can care, but if it would require another store trip, sure. Just get what you need, guys. Yeah. Life's short.
Yeah.
Say excuse me.
No.
Give them a little glare, say excuse me, and go.
No.
What do you mean?
Why can't
you say excuse me?
I don't want to talk to them.
You don't have to. Excuse me is not talking.
Excuse me is talking. If you said excuse me to someone,
the literal definition is yes, that is talking.
Yeah, you are literally starting a conversation.
But you don't have to No, that's not starting a conversation. Excuse me is, especially in the Midwest, it's excuse me. Oh. Sorry. Like that's all the conversation.
I don't
want to
hear the open. I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to have them feel bad because like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm in your way. I'm like, you're not in my way, I'm just waiting. And, oh God, now I feel bad.
Then
I go, fine,
get
oranges.
I just reconsider what I don't need
granola today.
I don't need cat litter right now. He's fine. He'll roll with it for the next week.
Yeah.
All right. Next month we have to like record like a session of
milk is a luxury.
Milk's a luxury. There's just doors of them. Like, you're telling me they're all, like, so...
The one door I wanted, the guy had a cart with 6 gallons of milk in front of me, and I'm like, I just want my one milk.
Okay, but here's the thing.
And then I was like, I'm pretending I'm looking at orange juice.
No, here's the thing. When I bring up these scenarios, I'm not talking about these extreme asshole case scenarios.
He wasn't an asshole, he just wanted his milk.
No, if a guy has a cart and has 6 things of milk in him, he's a weirdo. Like,
no, he's not. He loves milk. Maybe he's making a big recipe.
Ooh.
Of what?
Of milk.
What do you
of
need
milk?
Milk
he's
for?
Making a recipe of milk with
I
milk.
Don't know. Maybe he owns a restaurant and he ran short of heavy cream.
Maybe he's a milk bath at home.
Oh, maybe, yeah. What? Yeah. Would you maybe make fun of him for his skin?
Yeah, I will.
A little smooth and silky.
Skin regimen?
Yeah, which kind of milk was it?
It was like
fucking liar. No, don't even try
it. It was chocolate milk. It was chocolate
milk. No, it was,
I want a chocolate milk bag.
Whatever the red label is.
Whole.
Yeah,
whole
there you go. Whole milk.
Yeah.
Well, you can make some baking stuff with that. You can bake some stuff.
What can you make with that, Scott?
Frosting.
Frosting, sure.
You can make anything with whole milk with 2%.
Oh, could you?
Yeah.
Well, tell him that.
I will. Because if someone is blocking my door with their cart and 6 bottles of milk, I'm going to glare at them until they move.
See, I think that's the key difference. Just the fact you phrase it as your aisle and your door. It's not yours at all. But it's a mindset.
But this moment, it's mine. I need my thing. Here's the thing. It's not like I'm stopping them from doing it. I just need my moment to get my thing, and the world's yours.
You know when you go into a restaurant or a store?
And you just set fire.
And you like start taking pictures like this. You can't take pictures here. It's private property. It's private property, John. Private property means private property... means that they don't have to let me in the store, but they're letting me take their items. So I'm not going to abuse
that private property.
Grocery store is the like opposite of private property. It's a goddamn wasteland. That's what it really is. It's just a madhouse of grabbing things and getting out of the way and moving and trying to get things you need.
Grocery stores are weird. I'm baffled in general at the amount of things they have there.
Yeah.
Like, are there that many people that want ginger root? Like a whole pile of ginger root is almost full.
Right.
Oh, no, no.
No, no.
There's a thing that grocery stores waste. They're supposed to waste. There's a algorithm. Is that the word, Conrad?
He's
a sworn.
Absolutely, yeah.
There's like an algorithm like that. It says like each grocery store is supposed to produce so much waste because, or something. I saw a video on it.
Yeah. I'm shaking your head at the fact of waste, not at you. Don't.
Yeah. Because they can't just go, we're going to buy 17 gallons of milk because we know we'll sell 15.
Yeah.
That's not, because what if something happens? So they had to buy like 80 gallons of milk and then they sell like 40 and they go, okay, well, that's good.
And yet Walmart never has the one thing I need.
Yeah, buttermilk. How come buttermilk is so hard to find sometimes?
What do you need buttermilk for?
Frosting?
No. Salad dressing. To make salad dressing.
You make your own salad dressing?
Yeah, because all the bottled stuff's shit.
Good for you.
No, not really. It's made from buttermilk.
Buttermilk.
Do you make your own ranch?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what's not that hard?
How do you make ranch?
Do you take buttermilk and ranch packets?
You can get like mayo, sour cream, buttermilk, the package seasoning stuff, the Hidden Valley stuff, and then milk, the buttermilk.
Oh.
And you just blend it for a little bit, like whisk it.
Yeah.
It's easy.
I think just more shocked that you make a like organic, fun ranch.
It's not organic. It's all store-bought stuff.
Well, but the bottled stuff is weird.
Making your own ranch from scratch? Buying a cow, milking that cow.
Shredding the chives or
whatever. You know what? I'm not gonna lie, I would buy Scott's ranch dressing.
It's not mine.
Not yet.
But that's what everyone said before they started selling their product.
It's basically the same, like, you know, you've been to Denny's or like place or Red Robin or whatever, that's what it tastes like.
Yeah. Undersell all of them.
How?
It goes bad
in like 2 weeks.
You ever have Newman's dressing? You don't like it or not, but the story is that when he started it was he went to a restaurant and he was like, I don't like the salad dressing. Bring me this, and he made his own salad dressing.
Randy Newman did that?
Randy Newman did. Yes. I want to make the salad dressing.
Wait,
you are my friend and him. Big pancakes, little dressing. Gonna pour it on. I ain't messing.
Is this a real song?
No!
No, that's the thing about Randy Newman. It might be. It might be.
I don't know.
I was very happy you believed it.
Well, it sounds like something like a... He has a better impression.
Big pancakes. I'm impersonating someone impersonating someone impersonating Randy Newman.
Yeah.
Who also has a... Yeah.
Who also has a cold and might be deaf.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I didn't know it was that bad. Thank you. Thank you for your honest critique of my impersonation on the spot that I just did for your little comedy show.
And to be fair... You're welcome. And to be fair, I've watched a lot more Toy Story than Mike has lately.
Sure.
Why?
Why?
I have children.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
Do you like the movie?
It's not like Sydney's going... Daddy, please watch Toy Story 3 with me.
Yeah. Watch Dave Chappelle. That'll be fun to look forward to with the kids.
What did your teenage daughter think of the Dave Chappelle special?
She enjoyed it. She laughed.
Yeah,
She had a cute sense of humor.
Okay.
She laughed.
Sure.
She didn't really say much about it.
I was just I'm just intrigued how a young person would take a special like that because, like, I remember, like Chris Rock specials or, like, Dane Cook in high school is, like, this is the funniest thing. They're so edgy. It's so different.
It didn't seem to change her life, but she did enjoy it.
Okay. I feel like that is the consensus on the Dave Chappelle special. It's like some good jokes, some bleh.
I watched it. The first time I watched it, it was very late at night. I was very drunk and or high.
Yeah.
And it was the funniest comedy show I'd seen ever. I laughed and laughed. And I watched it again. It was funny.
It was funny.
First time I watched it. Really hard.
Yeah. Me and my wife were like, we laughed at certain parts, but other parts are like, okay, and then you just move on with your life. That's actually how a comedy special should work. Enjoy the time you're there and move on with your life instead of critiquing every second.
Did someone do that to you?
No, but I'm saying that's the new trend is that like there's like these micro groups of people who are angry at comedy specials where it's like all you have to do is not watch.
Because people are assholes and they want to be heard. That's why, John.
That does sum up social media.
We also had this discussion. This is with the kid and I. Nice. When the kids get older, it'll be fun. You have to talk to them.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't wait to talk.
She's in the theater thing, and she said, I don't like theater kids. Dad, you know what a theater kid is? I'm like, yeah, I know what a theater kid is. She's like, yeah, well, I'm a kid who does theater. I don't like theater kids. Theater kids are like they can't stop singing musical songs. They won't shut up, but they want to be the center of attention. They're fabulous all the time. She's like, I don't like those kids. I have a problem because she loves doing theater, but she's like, I don't like those kids.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, it's weird how the loudest, most obnoxious people of any subgroup define that group as a whole.
Yeah.
And then she was in the kitchen. She goes, is that how racism works? And I was like, yeah. Like, it is. And we both, like, stared at each other like, oh, we just solved it all. Yeah. Just the loudest, most obnoxious people define the group.
Yeah.
And that's why everything's awful.
So you just get air horns, so when they're being loud, you be louder.
That's, but now what, well, that's what happens
it,
now...
It used to be naturally loud and obnoxious.
Is the people who aren't like that feel offended that they're being labeled as that, so then they attack the other group that they're being racist, and then they're not, even though they're not racist, so then they get labeled as racist, and then everyone gets...
And a vast majority of us, of humans, are just quiet people trying to enjoy this world that we're on, and just going, just everyone just chill out and shut up. Just could we all just not... be so loud.
My favorite, that's what I was saying. If this like 4 years has taught anybody, it's just you see the steps of everyone just like accepting that the world has always been terrible. Like it's just always been like it's like outrage, less people outrage. Like as people get older, they're just like, I we're gonna have an asshole in another 8 years probably. Let's just I guess watch a movie and jerk off and go to bed. Like I don't know. Like, it just seems
you
like
could combine the two.
You could.
You could go to bed while watching a movie.
And jerking off.
Yeah. And jerk off in the morning. Get your day started right.
Or go see Lion King.
And have some good old sex.
Lion King.
The Lion King.
Lion.
I heard you.
Ooh. Mike, we're gonna make the Lion King movie.
The Lion King.
Lime.
The Lime King.
All right.
Like the guy who owns limes.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just Jimmy Buffett and make a margarita. Oh.
Speaking of Kenny Chesney.
I didn't speak about him.
I did
about 15 minutes ago. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't like Bobby Buffett.
Excuse me?
Buffett? I don't like Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett's brother, Bobby?
Do you know how mad I am? No, I'm not mad.
Why?
There's a joke. Not a joke. A dumb thing my brother and I always do. And I found out it has an actual term. And for some reason, that makes me sad. Mm. Do you know what a spoonerism is?
Yeah.
Did we ruin your show? I'm sorry. No, I don't know who that. What it is. What is it? Tell me.
You said yes.
Yeah.
But
then you got upset at us.
Yeah, no, I was sad because I'm like, I've been doing this for years and I didn't know I had a word and it kind of makes me sad now because spoonerism, so you take a word, like two words and you just kind of switch up the letters, like Bimmy Juffett.
Yeah.
And I always do that like, where people are like, oh, you're listening to Jimmy Buffett? More like Jimmy Buffett. Wait.
Bimmy Juffett?
Jimmy Juffett. Yeah.
Did wait, so you think you jumped into the English language?
No.
I have invented a new thing.
No, I didn't think that I invented a new thing. I just like doing it, and then people are like, yeah, it's called this. I went, that's not as fun. It's like you just going, it'd be like you going home and going, oh, I'm going to put some Skittles in my ice cream. What a fun thing. And this one goes, you know, it's called Jura-ding. And they go, oh, it's called Jura-ding? I don't like that.
It's called Blizzard.
Skittles in the ice cream?
Yeah, why not? Or like frozen Skittles.
Oh, that's called a dentist visit.
Did you ever have frozen crunchy Skittles in high school?
No.
I did.
Is that what you put in ice cream?
No, we put it in slushies, and then you stirred it. And then you drink it, and at the end you have all these Skittles that don't have colors. Because
they're white?
Because eventually
chemicals seeped in?
Yeah, because eventually your slushie just turns brown. You drink it, then all the Skittles in the bottom are just crunchy, and it's fun.
I've had crunchy Skittles.
Hey, Mike, did you know that's a spoonerism?
What?
This is a spoonerism.
I thought I just made up a thing.
No.
It would be better if you walked off with anger. Fuck off.
Oh, I should have, because I didn't know the drink.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's really fun, though, because, like, for instance, one time my brother's like, Sarah Palin, more like Parasailin.
Hey.
And we go, oh my God, it works.
Good. Yeah, that's a good one.
The one that we found out that on accident is my brother bought this, because remember Cabela's? Those deer hunting video games?
Yeah.
Big bug hunter or whatever? Yeah. Well, we found one. It was like a generic knockoff, like Cabela's. But it was called Buck Fever. So I was like, Buck Fever. More like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
I'm in public. I can't yell this out loud.
Sure.
Buck Fever is a great word.
Yeah, you can't yell that in the Walmart electronics because people are there.
So what, is the guy with the mullet and the tank top going to yell at you for swearing?
It's not like you're having sex with Lion King.
No. Not.
Because here's the thing. A lot of that movie, you can scream with pleasure at the same time, and it makes sense.
What pleasure?
I love Savannah.
Isn't that the very beginning?
Yeah, but you can wait. They roar a lot.
Did I tell you my Elton John story?
No.
Unless you fuck him, I don't want to hear it.
All
right. I'll hear it only if you don't fuck him.
Peter Parker. More like Peter Parker.
Yeah, those don't work.
Bave
and Duster is fun.
All right, so the I don't know, couple weeks ago, I had like a stomach flu. It was awful. It was terrible. I was bedridden. I like literally couldn't move it. This was painful in my whole abdomen area.
Right.
For a couple days, and I couldn't sleep. I was woozy and I was all weird. And I have a new phone case attachment on the back.
Yeah.
So I can put it on my dashboard.
Yeah.
But then it won't charge on the charging pad. I got to take the case off to charge it. So I was looping for a couple days, feverish, not sleeping well.
I just need to wait.
Were you bored with my story? A lot of setup. I'm sorry. I could stop. All right. Now I'll stop. That's cool.
Sorry, I got lost with the I don't have charging pads.
That was so amazing. Yeah. Oh my god.
You lost me the charging pads. Sorry.
Yeah. Go, Mike. I got it. I'm on board. Let's go.
I should have done that during a John story. I'm sorry.
Elton John. What about him?
Well, all right. So I woke up at like 3:30 in the morning. Wide awake. I can't sleep. All right. Just go grab my phone and look around. I see Elton John's got a new song. It's from The Lion King. They got a new end credit song.
Really?
I
didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, there's a little new song. I'll give that a whirl.
Sure.
And first of all, I just got these new speakers a couple months back. They're controlled by the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And they're around my house, so I can control speakers all over the house. All right. I'm going to listen to this song. That'll cheer up my spirits.
Yeah.
Press the song that's playing. It's got this African tribal chorus singing. It's fun. It's a pleasant little song.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, I'm awake now. I'll play on my phone or something. But I don't like holding my phone without a case. It feels weird and naked. So I'm going to put the case on. So I grab the case, and I shove the phone in there, and I put it in backwards, upside down. And when I did that, the volume knobs for the speakers are on the sides.
Yeah.
So blasted the speaker. Like, so now Elton John and the African choir are screaming at me just at top volume throughout my house. Oh, Jesus, why? And I try to turn it off by touching the screen, and the backside feels like the front side.
Yeah,
it's slick,
yeah.
But it's not, nothing's happening. I'm like, why is nothing happening? Why?
And you're sick.
And I'm sick, and I can't like move. So I sit up, which is just spikes in my stomach. I turn on the light. I go, whoa, what the fuck? I've never put my phone in backwards. It's impossible. So I tried to pull it out. And when I tried to pull it out, the case broke in half. So now I'm holding two halves of the phone case, and the phone is still unavailable, and Elton John is still screaming at me about something really optimistic, too. He's like, yeah, it's never too late. To And so I'm like, well, I don't know what to do, and I can't get the thing. So I fuck. So I get up, and I unplug the speaker in my bedroom. I just yank it out of the wall.
Yeah.
And that's when I realize it's playing all over my house. Every speaker is plugged in differently.
I'm like,
fuck. So I finally rip the phone out of the thing, spin it around, and I'm back to the control panel. And now, because I had unplugged the one, it lost contact with all the speakers. So now, even though now I have control, we don't know. So I'm like, oh, fuck. I stand up, I'm in my underwear, drenched with sweat, and just limping around because I'm in pain. I limp into the kitchen, unplug that one, limp into the living room, unplug that one. And right as I unplug that one, and all this, by the way, is blasting loud at like 3:34
in the morning.
So I'm worried about my neighbors too. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Sure.
And right when I unplug the last one, my cat, who's been home the whole time, just come barreling down the stairs, and he lands at the bottom of the stairs in like this attack mode, and he looks at me. What the fuck was going on? I'm like, dude, it's been 3 minutes. Where the fuck were you? And he meowed and walked away.
Sounds like Peters.
That was my story.
Get more excited.
Sorry. Am I going
to
do it?
It's a low tide.
It was cleansing, though, to stand up and wave
it
just now. Yeah, it felt good.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like standing up. Just want to lay down forever.
I wish that story had a better ending, but it doesn't. I mean, I should.
I get why the cat was added at the end, but you're right.
The cat was real,
like,
too.
One, but, yeah, it means like an... Yeah.
It would have been funnier if you had two cats and he dropped the other one off a cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it... Have you ever seen the movie?
What?
That happens. Lion King?
Yeah.
You ever see it?
Yeah, a lot.
Do you ever see Toy Story?
Maybe he came down because he was upset and I stopped the music and it was cat stuff. Sorry.
The story would have ended better if you said, like, and then it was so loud that the girl I had in my basement broke her restraints and escaped.
No.
I don't know where I restrain her, too. Like, I have to set up a whole thing.
Right?
I think it'd be funny if Elton John, like, you shut it down, and then he comes out of your, like, bathroom, like, just playing this.
Why would he scream like that with a guitar when he plays
guitar.
A piano?
Do you know who Elton John is?
That would be the funniest thing if Scott
had
Elton
no
idea.
John. He doesn't play guitar.
Oh, if Scott had no idea who Elton John was, he just pretended this whole time. It's like, Alligator Jam.
Yeah, Alligator Jam. Benji and the Hats.
Benji and the Hats. Benji and the Hats.
Dun, dun.
Bam! Bam! But I will. I'm going to go back to your old point about the Spoonerisms.
Rocket Man.
Because the deeper meaning to that is that a piece of joy from Scott's life disappeared.
Yeah.
Oh, and he only has like 5 left.
Yeah.
Right. But that's the real point. That's why he's upset, is because a piece of joy where he thought a funny thing I do with my brother is actually a common thing. Yeah, like, it's not special.
He would still do that.
But it's not as special anymore.
Yeah, what if you found out, let's say you put Skittles in your ice cream, like, yeah, this is a fun thing me and my daughter do. And then you go to Red Robin, like, hi, would you like our new Skittle sundae? And you're like, oh, this is no longer our thing.
I'm not that exclusive. I think I'd be okay with that.
Would you?
Maybe. I don't know. That scenario hasn't come up.
Maybe it should. Well, I'll teach you a lesson.
I had tried to just do things everyone else is already doing.
Hipster. Like having sex at Lion King.
Yep. So once that couple was kicked
that's
out...
That's why Mike got fired.
Once that couple got good, I went in and I had sex.
Same with spot.
With
same
the spot. Chair?
With the popcorn.
Pre-lubed.
Dude, okay. Ugh.
Extra butter.
Ugh. Who likes... I was going to ask a people. Dude.
Conrad, question?
Yeah, I guess it's time for Conrad's question corner.
God, it's so late. All right.
Yeah, the show didn't start till like 8.
8?
This might be a historic show. The new studio is set up over Kevin's. We can record over Kevin's.
Oh, boy.
I'm going there to test it out tomorrow.
Oh, are you? Oh, are you? Okay. What'd you say, Conrad? I wasn't listening.
Yeah, sorry, nothing.
All right, now it's time for Conrad's question corner, part where Conrad tells a question. Conrad questions. He asks a question. And we
if
answer.
You cut a sandwich
Jesus
in half,
Christ.
Do you get 2 smaller sandwiches or 2 half sandwiches?
Oh, shit. I say 2 halves.
Yeah, it's a fraction. 2 halves of a sandwich.
Well, it's more of like a...
So, alright, so now instead, let's say you cut a sandwich into multiple slices and have like a finger sandwich, right?
Yeah.
Like a little thin sandwich. Is that multiple sandwiches or is that...
Well, they're multiple finger sandwiches.
Yeah.
Because they're both a little smaller.
So is there a word for a half sandwich?
Yeah,
half a sandwich.
Oh.
Half sandwich in a soup, is that a thing?
Yeah, it's the urban skirts.
Right, so that's a sandwich. So it's
a half sandwich.
Singular half sandwich?
So, by the way, so my wife and my son did this whole thing that I wasn't privy to, which blew my mind, which it shouldn't have, where we were like making a grilled cheese, and my wife goes, do you want those in squares or triangles? And I went, what?
You've never cut it differently?
Like, I just didn't understand the concept. I was like, what do you mean? You just cut the sandwich. And she's like, no. Like, because he wants it in fours.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a way to do 4 triangles or 4 squares. And my brain just exploded.
Yeah.
Like, I just went, I thought you just cut a sandwich and you give it to him.
How do you cut pizza?
With a pizza cutter?
Oh, Jesus. No, I mean, like, do you cut it, like, in squares or triangles?
Triangles.
That's the exact same thing, except a square item instead of a circle.
Yeah, square and circle are 2 different, very different
shapes. Well, I know they are.
You know what I do? I do both. I cut 1 half in triangles and 1 half in squares. That way, everyone's happy.
You fucking maniac.
It's
what I do, I don't eat.
You don't believe me.
My kid literally did that. We made a small pizza for him, and then I started cutting triangles.
This is my Spoonerism moment, Scott. I thought it was special, but his
and he said, he wanted a triangle. He goes, no, I wanted squares. So we turned it into squares and triangles, and he had both.
What I think is really fun, if you take a knife or a pizza cutter.
Or knife?
Pizza cutter.
Oh.
And you just go, ah, like just make funny shapes.
Yeah.
And then you go, this pizza's like a squiggle. This piece is a square.
Yeah.
Is this like, and this one's
do
like
you
just.
Do that? Have you done it?
Well, a few times.
Yeah.
Our friend Nick Wall, Nick Corson used to do that all the time. Like, whenever, if we would like be at a party and we made a pizza and he'd be like, can I cut it? He'd always
fuck it up.
God damn it. So you get a sliver or half the pizza.
Yeah. It's fun. I don't, this joke, I don't know why I've been thinking about this joke a lot lately, but my dad would always tell it when we were kids and we thought it was funny.
Is it racist?
Yes, it's totally. So this guy goes into a pizza place, and the guy goes, I'd like, can I get a pepperoni pizza? He's like, sure. Do you want to cut it into 6 pieces or 8? He's like, oh, only 6. I couldn't finish 8.
That's a good one.
It is, especially when you're like 7.
Yeah, no, it's good now.
Conrad, 2 halves.
2 halves, Conrad. It's an easy one.
Okay.
Yeah. I would never look at a half a sandwich and go, hey, that's a sandwich.
What I miss. What,
no, that's a
what
good
I
one.
Like
no,
is
conversation.
In video games.
It's not your fault.
No, it is. You picked that
Scott's.
Question. What I like in video games when you have a piece of food and it's like a steak or a pizza and they start eating it and it just starts shrinking, but it's still the same shape.
Yeah,
it's like I'm like, imagine if that's how biting worked.
It'd be amazing.
It would be.
I'd be so happy.
You wouldn't like how'd you? It's great.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to like turn the chicken to like cut different parts of it.
Yeah,
like
you just pick it up
breast,
and it's
just like up. Oh, I'd be so happy.
He described turning the chicken as though that was a really difficult thing.
Yes.
You know, turning the chicken when you're slicing it?
Also, like,
no,
when you eat
the chicken breast,
I used up all my PTO on this.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, you. I was going to say, I like how you, John is like, oh man, I usually eat a whole chicken, but this is too much work. Just turning the whole chicken. Not when you're eating, like, because you.
We film him in black and white, and he's having, like, so much trouble with it. Oh, I can't.
I can't.
Does his head.
It's just too hard.
And then Tupper.
OxyClean.
Dumping OxyClean on his chicken. Thanks, OxyClean.
OxyClean Snuggie, here for your chicken.
I think if I ever got an acting gig, I would just want to be in infomercials.
Yeah, the
that's all I want.
The guy stumbling over everything.
You do that easily. Just yeah. What?
Thanks, Obama.
What?
That's a meme.
I know it's. There's a lot of memes. There's. So many memes.
It does look like the most fun part of the commercial.
Yeah, where you just go, I'm going to pour this. You go, oh.
It's way more fun. It's probably got to be really difficult than when they in color and they have the product and they're using it right and they're happy.
Yep.
That part's going to be really hard to do.
Also, it's never
this
natural.
This Snuggie's real good.
Mm. What they should do is record their lives until they spill. Like every morning you have to pour soda until you spill everywhere and
you
naturally react.
You've got an acting gig and you're like, oh shit, this means the cameraman's gonna follow me around for 3 months.
So instead of just like spill soda, it's like, fuck god shit, my fucking toast is ruined.
Just pick up the ball, throw it against the wall.
Ah, clean it up, Cocker Spaniel. Yeah, clean it up, Cocker Spaniel.
Fuck you.
Whoa.
I don't want this soda.
Pick up the bottle and
what are they cleaning?
They threw a bottle against the wall and they realized, fuck, I gotta clean it up now. So they take the cleaner and they spray the walls.
But what kind of cleaner?
I mean,
OxyClean?
Yeah. Or like Coxy. I, the ones that have vowels are harder.
Coxyene.
Coxyoline. Coxyoline.
What's your favorite spoonerism? Duds. Scott's
Buck Fever.
Buck Fever is pretty funny.
Yeah.
There's a lot they had
you know what's bad? I wanted to say Scott's dumb, but spoonerism, but it's too hard.
My brother sent me one because they were talking about like when it was really hot over the summer.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you get a fan mister. And my brother goes, fan mister, but like man fister.
Good night, everybody.